back in the house here. Welcome to Steel and Naz, Mass Music Radio's Pioneer Podcast. We're located once again in Quincy Point at the Mass Music Radio headquarters. Tonight, we're joined by the only now three-time Steel and Naz guest, now two-time, should I say, champ of the rough and rowdy world, courtesy of Barstool Sports, Braintree native Bobby Lights Out Lang. Yeah, great interview. Obviously, a great soundbite every time he comes on. Seems like his energy is only getting bigger towards, you know, his title defense. How about it, guys?
I'm waiting for the guy that can beat him. I don't know.
If he's out there.
If that person exists out there, I'd suggest you step in the ring and get your ass kicked just so you prove my point. I don't think anyone can beat him. I think he might be a guy that never loses in our lifetime.
Logan Paul. I think he needs to keep smacking all these scrubs like he's been doing. He's been doing a great job of it. And this Logan Paul fella who keeps ducking Bobby Lights Out Lane, we need to keep doing what we can do to help elevate Bobby Lights Out Lane from Braintree, because we are kind of the unofficial Rough and Rowdy podcast, because we've had plenty of guests. Of course, Magic has the coat on tonight. We can make that fight happen, boys.
At least, right. The official one for, like, that's unofficial. At least the official one for Lights Out Lang. And he's the top. He's the John Jones, the could be whatever you want to mention in comparison, which is kind of hilarious. Yeah.
he's the best in the game right now, yeah. 100%.
You know, afterwards we'll shake it up, though. We'll have our takes in the NFL season, not to mention, are the Patriots done? Can the Cowboys even swim above water anymore? And we'll also have our midseason NFL MVP picks along with our Super Bowl predictions. Also, our guy Anton is absent tonight, which is unfortunate because we'll catch you up with the aftermath of the MLB postseason.
Very convenient of him to miss today's show.
Yep, the Los Angeles Dodgers took down Anton's Tampa Bay Rays in six games. We'll put our Danny Ainge GM hats on as the Boston Celtics are set to enter in the NBA draft in, I think, a little under 2 weeks. NBA season starts on December 22nd, so, you know, banner 18. Another chance at it is a little over a month away. We'll also have our college football minute. I know Steele's big on that. Big fight breaks out in the Missouri-Florida game. Trevor Lawrence gets coronavirus, but, I mean, BC football still loses all of his money in a big game. I still think James won, but I lost.
You money.
Yeah, he lost me money, so I'll speak.
I went viral again last night. We got a great show.
Yeah.
Stay with us.
Here we go, Lights Out Lang. We're now joined by the only three-time Steel and Naz guest here. More importantly, now, the two-time champ of Rough and Rowdy, Bobby Lights Out Lang here, Braintree native. How are we doing tonight?
Doing good.
Good to be back.
Always good to be back here, yeah.
Champ is in the building.
Champ is here.
Forever Steel and Naz podcast guy now. Every time I win.
We
First
say
time
it all the time.
Though, fuck, I'm not coming on.
It's not champ. It's double champ.
Yeah. Right.
Two title belts
in
here.
Two belts. Bobby,
two belts.
I said champ.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So my first question going into it, we ask, so one, the first one was in Providence, second one was Miami.
Yep.
So now you go down in the depths of West Virginia with no fans. Well, just give me a rundown about how kind of the whole day and like the day before they fly out and everything. What kind of went into that?
Well, fucking obviously because of COVID, it was like everywhere you go, they were like fucking crazy. Like funniest part, every single person there had to get tested before we left. And then you had to get tested. I had to get tested when I got back to Massachusetts because of the fucking law or whatever. But anyways, everyone there has a negative test, but they still make you all wear your mask. I'm just like, this lady working there is like coming around yelling at us, like, put your mask on. And it's like, every single fucking person up here has a negative COVID test from like yesterday. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
So it was wicked annoying. But other than her, no one else really cared. But yeah, you had to put your mask on everywhere or whatever. And they were just like kind of crazy about it. But yeah, I don't know. They had a little shuttle for us. First of all, it was a Penn casino. I figured that out right when I got there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right when I got there, there was Barstool shit everywhere. And then I like looked it up and I'm like, oh, this place is owned by Penn. So obviously they're like partners.
Yeah, yeah.
So they had like special like little shuttle buses for us and shit and like little like VIP stuff for the fighters and stuff. So that was cool, I guess.
And was that your first time being in West Virginia? Only time I
first
remember.
First and last.
Yeah, I was going
to say. unless there's another fight there, I'll never go there for any other reason.
I just think a wrong turn, too, when I think of West Virginia. That just cannibals
it's pretty accurate.
I plan to never be there, ever again.
The fiancé didn't hang out. And
there was nothing to do. I'm not even kidding. Obviously, the thing was at a casino, so there was shit to do there. But to get to the casino from the airport, it was like an hour Uber ride. And it was all farms. As far as the eye could see, like, there was more cows and shit than people. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, it would just be, like, huge-ass fucking mansions just sitting on, like, acres of fucking property with, like, cows all running around the yard.
Isn't there Morgantown? That's, like, the only...
No, it was 2.5. I looked up Morgantown because I was like, oh, there's fun shit to do there. How far away? It was 2.5 hours away. So I was like, guess we're not going there.
Yeah, that's the sticks as far as I know. Yeah. 2 hours away from Morgantown? God only knows where that is.
Yeah, it was...
You were at the only fun place where you were.
And yeah, and it wasn't that fun. And that casino, like, Foxwoods and shit is, like, way better. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was, like... It wasn't that good of a casino, you know what I mean? So it wasn't even like that fun.
Don't buy Penn stock, maybe.
It was basically basically a business trip for me. I didn't really do anything fun. I just went down there and fought and hung out a little bit, then came back.
So out of your three experiences, where do you rank that one?
What do you mean by experience?
In the rough and rowdy, three fights, right?
Yes, but I mean like in terms of the fight or just the trip and the
whole overall thing. Enjoyment. Like, what do you rank here?
Well, I was happy I won. That's really all I care about when I go down there is winning the fight.
Going 1-0.
Yeah, exactly. So, but like fun wise or whatever, Miami was fucking crazy. You know what I mean? So that was like way, you know what I mean? The whole trip in Miami was, you know, just off the charts compared to this. This was just like go down there, fight, then go home. But
business trip.
The fight itself, I thought I did better in this fight than I thought this was like my best fight so far. You know what I mean? My first one I fucking dominated, but it was a weaker opponent. And if you watch my fight then compared to now, I feel like I look like I've improved a lot. Like, my skills have gotten a lot better and shit. Yeah. So I was more happy with this performance than I was for the last two. But whatever. I just give a fuck about winning. That's all I care about. As long as I win, I don't care.
The belt, baby.
Just win, baby. Yeah.
Give me that thing.
And behind the scenes, like, I saw the promo video you had of basically just looking at the camera looking like a star.
Yeah.
And just screaming, just... Basically talking shit of how much you're going to beat this kid up. What kind of went in that in comparison? I remember I saw your Foxborough one where you had the brain shirt on and everything.
Yeah, I'm kind of running out of ideas at this point. Like, you know what I mean? It's harder than you think making these promos like one after another because it's like, all right, I don't want to repeat myself and say the same shit every time. You know what I mean? Every time you got to come up with something new. Like, I wore the bathrobe the last time. Then this one I wore like a little wolf tank top that I had because I thought I'd look cool, like one man wolf pack type thing. But... I'm running out of shit to do. Next one, I'm gonna have to like come up with something crazy. I'm gonna have to like bring in some outside people. Maybe you guys can help me out with it.
Yeah,
come in here. We got the good equipment.
Yeah, that's what I need too.
Are they making you film your own, or does he?
The last two, I film my own because he's down. He's like he goes to like whatever city the one's in, and that's where he like meets everybody and like does all. Like the first one was in Foxborough. We came in because the fight was in Providence. You know what I mean? So like he goes to wherever it is. So like I'm not.
I thought this last promo was almost as good. I mean, the first one was electric, just because you were like, I am the toughest kid.
Fucking
ready to go. Yeah.
The second one, I took a different angle. I wore the bathrobe, tried being like more like chill. The third one, I just kind of
was
like
cocky.
I felt like people forgot. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people talking shit, and I'm like, I gotta fucking remind them. Like so many people commenting shit, talking shit, and I'm like, did they forget that I just fucking beat the best dude they had? Like you know what I mean? Last fight, like people saying this other kid's gonna fucking wipe the floor with me because he's 5-0 and shit. So I was just like. I was like, I got to remind these people who the fuck they're dealing with here.
Yeah, kids are lucky if you break a sweat.
Yeah. Well, I definitely break a sweat. That's the one thing. My cardio fucking sucks, so I definitely break a sweat. But
I can see the next one right now. We'll help you out here, but we'll do a nice drive-by. You going for a run. And it ends at the Braintree Town Hall, and we'll just have a monologue of like Magic Mike just talking you up. I can already see it.
We'll come up with something creative because I gotta go a whole nother direction for the next one. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like I can't just do another one of me sitting there talking. Like,
spice it up.
Running out of shit to say.
Yeah.
We definitely got to it.
I think it's getting my brain. Maybe like Entourage setting. You know, Bobby's leading us. We're in the Braintree South Shore Plaza, all sunglasses on. And, like, some, like, little girl walks by with their popcorn, and, like, Bobby knocks it out of her hand. And, like, I pushed, like, the popcorn guy away. I could see it.
We'll work out the kinks. Yeah. It'll be there.
Yeah, we'll make a couple of rough drafts or whatever.
It's all about content.
Yeah, that's right.
So, once COVID happened, you never stopped training, obviously. I saw you were always on Instagram. You had some good Instagram content, actually. Yeah.
So
boxing in your basement.
Yeah, it was a storage locker actually, but So obviously the gym's all closed, so that kind of sucked because I didn't have a gym to go to. So like I was just kind of like winging it. So I was just running and shit every day outside, and then like the kid I boxed with, who's like my trainer, who's like my best friend too. Me and him would meet up all the time and do mitts and shit. So and then so another kid I knew. He had a storage locker that he rented out in Randolph where he they put a punching bag up and, like, weights and shit. It's just, like, a little workout thing. So I was like, oh, shit. So I came there. I went there, like, you know, a couple times a week. But it sucked because it's, like, no room. Like,
that's fuck. Hardcore.
No, that's, yeah. That's some real Rocky shit.
Yeah,
right?
That's rough. It was just funny because I posted a video of me in there hitting the bag. And I was just, like, leaning up against it, like simulating, like, me really in close with somebody fighting. Yeah. And, like, bunch of kids commented on the video, like, nice fucking footwork. Your footwork sucks. I'm like, dude, I'm in a fucking storage locker. Like, where do you want me to go? I was like, there's like 4 feet of room. Like, I was like, I can't really do it. I mean, I don't have good footwork anyway, but like I know that. But
and I'm sure and I'm sure the people commenting haven't had to deal with their own footwork in their own lives ever. Yeah. You know? Like, fuck
them. Well,
people.
I clicked on one of the kid who commented talking shit. I clicked on his page and he's a boxer somewhere too. And but I watched a couple of his videos and he sucks. I was like, I would kill this kid. Like, I was like,
make my day, buddy.
All my friends were like commenting to this kid, like, yo, buddy, like, Bobby would fucking kill you. Like, your video, you suck. Like, your footwork's not good either. Like, but yeah, it was just funny. I'm like, dude, I'm in a fucking storage locker. Like, give me a break. At least I'm fucking trying.
We're getting
like,
there.
Yeah.
Back on the training a little bit. So, like, the Travis Turbin guy was the bigger guy, right? Like,
yeah, that was the last one.
So, was there, like, a little bit more different type of training, getting ready for a guy who's not, like, an absolute ox in terms of the guy was closer to your weight.
I had to cut weight. Now. Yeah. That was the biggest factor as I literally had to lose like fucking like 8 pounds or something.
Did you do the water trick?
Kinda. I mean, you don't know what I did? Fucking is I stopped drinking. I didn't drink for like a couple months leading up to it. Like I had a couple cheat days, but I just drank White Claws and shit. Like
yeah.
I didn't drink any beers. Yeah. And then I didn't drink any soda, which I drink fucking Mountain Dew like it's water. You know what I mean? Like, that was harder for me than quitting beer was not drinking soda. Like no Coke, no fucking Mountain Dew. Like
champions make sacrifices.
Yeah. So that was the hottest part. Especially I had like a fridge stocked of it like at my house and I would just open it up and look at it and be like, dude, I'm gonna fucking crush these things when I get back.
That second bell comes in, buddy. You're going down.
But so that from doing all that, then I was running a shitload every day, and yeah, I don't know. I lost the weight, obviously, in time, but it sucked cutting weight.
What did you have to drop down to?
I was like, my normal like natural weight is like 195 ish around there, and we had to be in a 10 pound window. That was what the West Virginia Athletic Commission or whatever that sanctions the fights said. They were like, as long as they're within 10 pounds of each other, we'll sanction it. So the kid weighed like 180 pounds. Like he was like around 180. So I was like, all right, as long as I'm like under 190, I should be good. But I was worried he's going to show up like 178 and then I'd be like 188 or something. And it'd be like,
true.
You know what I mean? I had to be like under 10, so like 9.9 pounds or whatever. So
just tell him to figure it out and eat like a cheeseburger.
Yeah, well, I would have been like, dude, put some fucking rolls of quarters in your pocket and stuff on the scale.
But I always wonder how seriously they would take that.
Down there, every state I've realized is way different, like how strict the place is or whatever, the people that run it. And West Virginia, they were like crazy. They were wicked strict about it. But anyways, so he showed up at like one. He weighed 180 on the dot. So I technically only had to be 189, but I showed up. I was 186, and I starved myself for like two straight days. You know, I literally didn't eat or drink anything. I just fucking was like withering away, like for like legit 48 straight hours until I fucking stepped on the scale, weighed 186 pounds, and I went out to dinner right after and ate like fucking a shitload of food.
Oh, yeah. Hell
yeah. That steak you could find.
Yeah, I did. I ate a steak.
Magic, you were in, like, sickness when you were when you did the rough and rowdy. Yeah,
you were like, I have to
lose this weight. And honestly, like, they didn't really care that much, right?
Yeah, that was in Providence. Providence, they were just, like, texting the whole time. Like, yeah, what? Oh, yeah, he's good. Like,
I honestly felt like such a loser for taking it. Like, I was that day of the fight, I was drinking water and spitting it out. I was doing the whole
When we drove down there, you looked like death.
You looked awful, literally terrible.
Like
if
it was West Virginia, they would have been like strict about it. Like, if you didn't make weight, they would have been like, "You're not fighting." You know, they were wicked strict down there.
You don't want that to be the reason you're not going to be able to fight is because you didn't take it.
Yeah, exactly. And so I guess every state is like different. So I don't know. The next one's in Florida again. So
Tampa, right?
Yeah, Tampa.
Ooh, Tampa
for the Super Bowl again. Oh, yeah. So, but as I've learned from the last time, Florida doesn't really give a fuck either. So.
Yeah.
No more fucking quitting Mountain Dew for me for the next one.
the fight in Providence. Do you remember taking a pic with me?
Yeah.
You do?
I do, yeah.
Have you seen it?
Oh, shit. No, I've never seen this. Oh, I have a fucking... I forgot I had a huge black eye here.
And yeah, I made
not,
I made
not from Mike Ladd,
yeah,
though.
I made the most ridiculous.
No, I had that going into it, but yeah. You gotta send me this. Is this on Instagram?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, send me it. I'll fucking put it on my thing too.
I was very proud of it.
Nice.
Still got the jersey on in that.
See, the thing is about that is Magic gave me the permission to walk out with them, and I got that Antonio Brown jersey for $12 at TJ Maxx, I think, and it was mad fresh. It was a nice, fresh, real NFL jersey for $12. Of course, Antonio Brown knows fresh off his like sexual assault. Yeah. So that's probably why. Why it was $12. Plus, like, again, I wore it in Providence, and I was getting so much heat. Everyone was like cussing me. We're waiting to go upstairs, and like the escalators, I'm getting shirt by like, everyone
just
going
got
up
cut
there.
From the past couple like a month back.
Yeah, so like, and then so I got of course got really drunk, and I'm walking the aisle with Magic, and I'm like, okay, I gotta really, like, this is our 15 minutes of fame. We gotta, you know, really
3 minutes.
We gotta grab this part. So I'm going insane. Like, there's footage of it. I think Adam's right beside me. I rip off the Antonio Brown jersey. I'm freaking flexing my fucking non-existent muscles, going nuts. And I throw the Antonio Brown jersey in the crowd. The crowd naturally throws it right back. I think it might have hit Portnoy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And they were nice enough to actually give it back to me. I'm surprised they didn't ream me.
Yeah,
but
set it on fire. Yeah.
Fucking Antonio Brown. Yeah, but it was a really nice jersey, though.
So let me get into the fight a little bit. So me and Magic were at a wedding, and we kind of stopped everything we were doing and looked at his phone. So his name, Wayne Woodruff, right?
Wade.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to get better with
these
names.
That was the opponent?
Yeah.
Jeans, right?
That was the last one.
Oh, fuck it. That was a
Yeah, yeah.
But you came in there and, like, dominated. Like, what did you think you did, like, really well? Like,
I don't really think I did anything really well, to be honest. Yeah. I was kind of disappointed at first. Right after the fight, I was kind of disappointed. I thought I did a lot worse than I did. Then I watched it after, and I was like, yeah, I guess I did a little bit better than I thought. But I wanted to knock him out, obviously. He kept fucking hugging me every time I got in close, which was smart on his end. But every time I got in close, he was tying me up, which I like to fight in close. So obviously he figured that out, and every time I got in close, he would just hug me. And but he was holding me shit, too. You know what I mean? The ref,
he didn't look good.
The ref warned him three times to stop warning me. I mean, stop holding me. He was like, going to take a point away or whatever, but didn't come down to that anyway, he was fucking, every time I get in close, he was hugging me, but then he'd hold on to my fucking arm, so I couldn't fucking hit him, and he just ran away the whole time, which I hate fucking chasing people, you know what I mean? I want people to stand in there and fight, but he kept fucking running away.
Why'd you come to a rough and rowdy type thing?
Well, he was trying to like make me chase him so he could like counterpunch me and get me tired and shit and make a mistake, but I think that was his whole game plan. But he caught me a couple times good, like he fucking, right after I knocked him down, like, he got up. I thought he was way more hurt than he was. So I kind of, like, put my hands down and tried to be, like, slick and, like, slip my way in there. And he just fucking drilled me. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, I guess he wasn't that hurt.
Yeah,
like,
still awake.
Yeah. Like, he's still here. Yeah. So he fucking drilled me there. But other than that, I mean, that was the only time he hit me good. Actually, he hit me another time decent, but I definitely heard him, like, hit him way better than he hit me.
To your defense,
you know what I mean?
Too, I always see the gloves you guys use, and, like, if you get smaller gloves, he's definitely,
I wish it was smaller. It's 16-ounce gloves, so, I mean,
rock 'em sock 'em robots or something, you know? Yeah.
I know, that's the thing. It was
they say it every time, too.
I know.
The Super Bowl one especially.
Well, the same size gloves down.
You gotta downgrade the gloves so people are getting hurt.
Even though people got knocked out a lot this one, like there was a lot of decent fights. I know you guys were at a wedding. There was a few decent fights, a couple knockouts. It was actually pretty good.
Smidge the Midge.
This one was way better than Miami. Yeah. Oh yeah, Smidge. I know, dude. I feel bad for him too, but whatever. He'll be back, I bet. But this other dude, Ryan, is just fucking crazy. So I mean, I don't know what his
deal. Any good sound bites? Any good sound bites like that you got from those guys?
He's just fucking. He's like a little monster. Like, dude, he was fucking, I'm not even kidding, the whole time there, he's just talking shit to everybody, like fucking swearing, like smoke, like, I quit fucking cigarettes. And he said he fucking quit drinking for this. And I'm like, you smell like alcohol. You're clearly drunk right now. Like, you didn't, like, he was cool. Like, I got along good with him. But I was like, dude, obviously, like, I'm on Smidge's team. Like, he's from fucking Rhode Island. Like, and like, I've known him now for like a year. Like, I was like, I just met you 10 minutes ago, like, because he was, like, mad at me for, like, he's like, oh, what, you rooting for the other guy? I'm like, yeah, obviously, he's from New England, dude, like, and I know him, I just met you, but he was like, yeah, he was funny, but he was just kind of fucking a lot to deal with.
Yeah, a little menace.
I'm like, all right, shit.
What was up when Woodruff hit you, and then he, like, fell back? Do you remember
we hit
that?
Each other at the exact same time.
Oh, that's how it went.
Yeah, literally, like,
I just remember him punching.
If you watch it, like, in slow motion, we hit each other, we both connected at the exact same time. And he hit me on the side of the head with, like, a hook, and I hit him with a straight right on the jaw, like, right on the chin, like, so I fucking dropped him there. So That's when I – that was what I was talking about. I thought I heard him way more because he was all wobbly and shit when he got up. The ref gave him a standing eight count, and I was like, all right, I'm going to fucking just like slip my way in there and fucking end it right now. And I try, I put my hands down, and I tried to, and he just fucking stepped in and caught me. And I was like, oh, shit, all right, this is – that didn't work. Let's figure this out.
Yeah, back at it. Back at it. Dude, set it back up.
Was he a tougher opponent than any of the three so far?
Definitely tougher than the first one. That was like Terman, by a mile.
Terman still might have been harder.
Terman was, I'd say, a tougher guy just because he's so much bigger and stronger, and he hit way harder. Like, Terman fucking had the most power I've ever been hit with still to this day. And I've sparred with a million kids. Like, I've been hit a million times by different people, and nobody's ever hit me as hard as Terman. But Wade was a tough kid, and he was Wade was a better fighter, just – better stamina, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Terman could be a lot better than he is if he has figured it out, but he's just a fucking brawler, you know what I mean? But
just huge.
But no, yeah, Terman ran out of gas, and then it was easy for me to kind of take it to him in the second round when I fought him. That's why I won. This dude, you know what I mean? He wasn't going anywhere, but I beat him, so whatever. Yeah, fuck it. But.
So I got to ask, so the beginning of your rough and rowdy career, more of just like known as the Braintree kid, and then couple fights in, like, is the perception like you can tell that it's the stock is growing, like it,
yeah, I'd
every
say
fight
a little bit, like, yeah, nothing crazy, but I mean definitely like every time I get like more people following me and shit and like messaging me, and a lot of people message me talking shit though too, so let's not rule them out.
Well, I could beat you up, play something yeah, like that, yeah.
But
one dude in the video who tried like last minute entry, he's saying you must have,
oh yeah, that kid from college. Yeah,
did
I knew
you,
him from college.
Do you actually know who he is?
Yeah, or? I know him. I fucking, what he said was true, other than the fact that I did not sucker punch him. When I did punch him in the face, yeah, but he was face to face with me going, hit me, I fucking dare you, hit me. So I'm like, okay. So I fucking, if you tell me to hit you, I'm going to hit you. So in my world, that's not a sucker punch. You know what I mean? You're face to face somebody, challenging them.
Oh, yeah. No, yes, I think
that's,
world,
that's
yeah,
that's,
but
yeah,
I fucking dropped
punch
him in college, and I would drop him again now, but he wanted a rematch.
That
or whatever.
Kid looked like,
but
he
yeah,
got killed.
But I was friends with him back then too. It was like a drunk fight. You know what I mean? Like, we had no, I don't really have a problem with him. I haven't seen him since college though, and that's the first I've heard of him in fucking 6 years is that video. And I'm like, so I said something when I saw him down there. I was like, dude, what the fuck? Like,
oh, he fought. He did fight. In
yeah,
this
he
one?
Went down. He fought. Oh, he lost too. That's the funny part. It's like, it's like,
you can't even tell.
All right, well, you can't. Him. I guess that rematch isn't happening because you couldn't even get past your first fucking fight. But I was like, dude, what the fuck? Like, you could at least, like, warn me you're going to do that. Like, you know what I mean? I just found out, like, oh, everyone's texting me, like, dude, you see this kid, Tim Kennedy, fucking blah, blah. Like, actually, the rough and rowdy dude texted me, like, asking me about it. And I was like, oh, yeah, I did punch that kid in the face in college. Like, you want me to fight him again? I'll fucking beat the shit out of him, like, yeah, on TV for everyone to see. Like,
yeah, make my day.
But, no, he definitely isn't going to be getting the rematch because he lost and he didn't do good either. He didn't look good, but he's a good kid. I don't have any problem with him. He's a, you know what I mean? He's cool, whatever. Just, I didn't like what he did. I didn't like him calling me out like that on social media 6 years after it happened, but whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck it.
Well, that was literally,
yeah, like,
that was
nowhere,
a cloak,
yeah,
chasing move.
100%.
That was,
yeah,
like,
I said that to him.
That was like,
I
you
was
and
like,
I eat ass trying to fight the big LA,
oh, yeah, exactly,
TikTokers and
I'm like,
YouTubers.
Yeah, like, I did that to Logan Paul, fine, yeah, but you're doing that to me. Like, this, that doesn't work the same. Like, yeah,
I still think you would kick
I'm
those
like,
fucking guys' ass.
I would kill Logan Paul. 100%.
What about Jake?
I think I'd kill both of them.
Jake, didn't you?
Well, I said if your brother wants it too, like, let's do it. I'd fight either one of them.
Fucking
Jake's
happen
way better. I definitely, yeah, think Jake's
better. Has there been any
better
traction towards the callouts? Like,
well, they fucking, I don't know if you saw this. Barstool actually reached out to Logan Paul to try to make it happen. They on their main account, which has millions of followers,
yeah,
they fucking posted the video of me calling him out, like, tagged him in it and shit, and they were like, let's make this happen. Got like 250,000 views in like 3 hours. Like, clearly this guy saw it. There was a poll going, actually. If you look at it, somebody made a poll, like, who would win, like, Logan Paul or that guy? And that guy got voted, like, 75%.
Oh.
But he clearly saw this. People. Like, there's no way he didn't.
Yeah, he had to have.
Like, I understand, like, celebrities and shit don't see, like, they probably don't get, like, so they don't get bombarded with messages. They must have it set up so they don't, like, see everything.
Yeah,
that,
just like the
but
average
but if somebody, like, a Barstool account that's verified with millions of followers, like, tweets at you, you see it.
This guy's,
yeah,
the internet phenom.
Yeah.
Of course he sees it.
There's no way
that's
if Boston
like
Sports,
yeah,
is tweeting at you, you just, oh, I didn't see it. Oh, 250,000 people saw it? No, I didn't. I must have been busy that day.
Yeah,
like,
it was I, yeah.
He clearly saw it, but he didn't answer.
I think
so,
he's
whatever.
Clearly a coward. He's hiding.
Yeah,
from
sounds like he's,
yeah,
ducking.
He
doesn't,
yeah,
want
I think he's so. Ducking. He's ducking me, but I'm going to keep calling him out. So eventually, you're going to get pushed into a corner on a podcast and someone's going to ask you about it and you're going to have to fucking address it. Because he went, that was the thing.
Portnoy was on his podcast.
Yeah, that's how I go. That's why I did it.
Yeah,
well, I did it. I was going to do it anyway. But then I saw on his
podcast. You've been calling him out since the first
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I called out the last time. But the last one, I just kind of casually dropped it at the end. Roan was like, who do you want to fight? I said, who do you want to call out? And I just said Logan Paul. And they were like, oh, shit. And then I didn't really like get into it. But then he went on the podcast and he fucking said he said he'd be down to fight in Rough and Rowdy. Like he was like, yeah, I'd probably be interested in doing that. And then he commented on a fucking post of me. They posted a mashup video, like a promo video of me and Wade, like our highlights, and then like just like with our promo videos. They make a little fucking hype video or whatever, and leading up to it, like a couple days before the fight. And Logan Paul literally commented on it saying like, holy fuck or something, like, oh, this is going to be cool, like whatever he said. So it's like, all right, so you commented on a video of me, so, and then went on the podcast. There's like no way you're not paying attention. Yeah,
come on,
so,
buddy.
Then knows who lights out. Yeah, so is. He does.
He 100% knows who he was probably watching it when it happened. Like he made it seem like he was gonna watch it at the very least. So if he's sitting there watching it, how you didn't hear me call you out? You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's hiding. He about that life.
So whatever. I don't blame him for like. I mean, he wants to fight people with more clout or whatever. But
I think the day will come where they'll have to come in.
My goal is to get big enough that Logan Paul cannot fucking ignore me. Yes. And then I'm going to beat the fucking shit out of him.
Couple more and you're there. One or two more and you're there. The Super Bowl one, it could happen.
Anything
can happen at that Super Bowl rough and round.
I know.
That's when
he'll probably be there. I'm sure Dave will invite him. Like
I'll be there.
I know you will.
You'll knock out the guy and then run into the stands.
He'll probably be there. If he does fight in it, he'll probably fight some other guy like on his level of clout or whatever. But I'm still gonna. I'll just call him out to his face then. So
we'll print some shirts. Logan Paul is a bitch.
Yeah.
If he sees that you're wearing that shirt, it's gonna be hard to ignore a little bit.
Yeah. Exactly. I won't let him ignore it. I'll fucking go right up to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was like both belts like right here on the shirt, just like Logan Paul's a bitch.
Yeah.
Any prospect of like next opponents and any
they haven't really they haven't said anything to me about it. Obviously now I'm in like two different weight classes because like the last one was like a cruiserweight fight, and so like technically I have like two different weight classes to defend. So I don't know like who they're gonna I don't know if they're gonna have me go back up to heavyweight or whatever, but I know that kid fucking Trapzilla, I don't know if you guys saw it. He's got a lot of steam going his way. Like, he did really good, and they liked him. So, I know that he's a potential opponent. They might have me fight him. So, whatever. If they ask me to, I'm going to say yes. I'm not going to say no. But he's obviously fucking way bigger than me, but I don't give a fuck. I think I'm a better fighter, so we'll see what happens. But other than him, I don't know.
He's not bigger than
Terman, he's in way better shape. Like, he's fucking ripped. But, Terman had, like, 40 pounds on him, too. Terman was 267. Terman weighed 267 when I fought him.
That was a huge man.
Yeah. This other guy weighs like 225, so I mean, I'm only 185 pounds now. So, but whatever, I'll fight him if that's what they want to see, then I'll say yes. But there's a few other guys that might be floating around that I don't know what the deal is. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, so is Tampa confirmed? Like that's the next?
Yeah,
spot
definitely.
We're gonna fight?
Yeah, he told me right after, like right in the ring, the guy in charge was like. I was like, when's the next one? And he was like, Tampa, February. Fucking, I'll see you there. And I was
see
like,
all right,
let's go. Yeah.
That's kind of nice that you got. I don't know if you wanted to fight more rough and rowdies, but you just said,
no. I'm gonna keep Bowl riding ones. This as far as I
no,
can.
No, I didn't mean like, but you didn't have to do a bunch of bullshit ones in between.
So oh yeah,
the Super Bowls are the coolest ones.
Yeah, yeah,
I think.
No, I want to. Oh, I want to keep the streak going. You know what I mean? I want to fucking be the best guy they ever had.
Yeah. Hopefully, Tom Brady's playing that weekend too. That'd be nice.
Very possible.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That might be too much for me to deal with.
Yeah, that's a lot of the plea.
Oh, why? Are you guys all like Buccaneers fans or something?
No.
I'm a Tom Brady fan.
I'm not one of those people that are like rooting for the Buccaneers just because Brady and Gronk are there. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm Patriots till I die.
Loyal.
Yeah, so.
I love Tom.
And I feel betrayed by them.
So. Would you say in your three fights, can you pinpoint the hottest ring girl?
The hottest one?
Yeah.
Yeah, this one, the OnlyFans girl. There was one girl there who was advertising her OnlyFans. And
that's smart.
Yeah. I don't follow her, but I've seen some people send pictures of her to me and shit. She got kicked off Instagram. I'd say she probably takes the crown there. She came in for the ring girl contest though. She didn't even win. Some other girl won, but that was that was a fucking screw job.
Yeah, somebody fucked that up.
Somebody
knew
somebody.
Exactly. Yeah. Paid somebody off. Yeah. Come on now.
They are getting better with the ring girls, I feel.
Yeah,
like.
Definitely.
So that's good.
But it's funny though you say that because everyone always asks me about the ring girls. That's like the first question everybody always has for me. And this is the only setting on planet Earth where like naked girls can be around me and I don't even care. Because I'm, like, so in the zone, like, ready to fight that, like, girls walk by me, the ass is right in front of my face, and I don't even see it. Yeah, like, I just, like, focus. Goes by me.
I was going to ask, I was going to say that before. I'm like, you probably are so in the zone that you probably don't remember one of these girls what they look like, but, you know, probably around.
That's the first thought after I'm done fighting. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, I didn't really take any mental pictures of anything going on. Like, I should have looked more. Like,
smell the roses.
Yeah, but have I done? At the time, I just don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? I just don't care. Like, all I'm thinking about is fighting, and like,
and that's why just, that is why you were the fucking champ, and that's why people are getting my their asses kicked by.
Yeah,
because they probably aren't there for a reason.
Yeah. Well, this kid Wade definitely trained pretty hard for this. Yeah, I know he had to gain like 20 pounds. He fights at like 160 normally, and he weighed in 180. He was telling I was talking to him a little bit about it. And he was telling me how hard he's been, like, working out and shit. He had to gain weight. He had to change everything up, like, his normal routine. So he definitely took it very serious, too. You know what I mean?
You guys were cool.
Yeah, he's cool. That's good. But, yeah, if you don't take it serious and show up, just show up off the street, I'm going to fucking kill you. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, yeah, you're in the spotlight. Yeah. You got to make it happen.
Yeah, you're like the top. So, like, they're gonna try pretty hard, I would imagine.
You think I can make a comeback against the Aida? That's
never too late. I'm not against that. Casey's he's a fucking beast. He's probably skill-wise, he's the best fighter they have. Like, he's a better skilled fighter than I am, I 100% think. You know what I mean? Obviously, I'm a lot bigger than him, but he's a fucking good fighter. And, you don't have a chance against him. Sorry. shoot your sights a little lower.
I had my promo video. I was going to be like, I want I eat ass. I eat more ass.
I remember a while, like a year ago after the first one, you were thinking about calling him out.
I was going to call him Mike Live.
Thank God you
didn't.
Oh, that's right. All right. Yeah. Mike Live. You can go fight Mike Live.
I might challenge him again.
He might be sitting on the sidelines right now ready to make a comeback.
On the side of the road.
Where's magic?
Yeah.
Yes. I want those cornrows back in the ring.
I'm surprised they haven't brought him back yet because, I mean,
I know
he was a tough kid. He just, you know what I mean? Obviously, I fucking beat him, but
he must have taken that loss.
Yeah,
that
must have if you go down 0-1, that's
but now looking at it, it's like, hey, buddy, like, you had a tough first fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Everyone loves a great comeback story. Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of guys he'd probably beat that he didn't get it. You know what I mean? If he came back, he'd probably get a couple wins, but who knows? I don't know. Mike Lye, if you're watching, shout out, man. I hope all is well.
Shout out, but also call out. I'll see you in Tampa.
Magic's coming.
I'll see you in Tampa, bro.
Yeah, imagine that.
Start training.
Bobby, thanks for coming on the show again.
Yeah, no problem.
Three-time champ, both belts in the building. Couldn't be more happy for you.
Thanks, man. Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Keep it going. Keep it rolling.
Bobby Dose Belts, baby. Can I catch one of the titles?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, my God. This is awesome.
Another spectacular interview there with Lights Out Lang. You know, always genuine when he comes on. We're always pulling for him his best. Brings two belts in like it's no one's business. You know, I'm just waiting for three after that big Tampa one, huh, Magic?
I'm really excited. If they don't, whether or not they let fans go to Tampa, I'm going to Tampa. Like, that's, I don't care.
Hide the kids.
I'm going. I've been dying to go to Tampa. This is the best excuse ever to go to Tampa. And I hope I'm in the building with him when he fucking gets that fourth win and that another belt, if they give another one.
When I brought up, like, rooting for Brady, like, in Bucket, like, he immediately went from, like, all smiles to, like, frown upside. Serious. Like, he was like, I do not like the Buccaneers.
He's a Patriots guy.
Oh, yeah, I'm a Patriots guy, too, but I know where greatness is right now. It's in Tampa Bay.
I agree with you, yeah.
And greatness will be in Tampa Bay in February.
If he's playing...
His name's Lights Out Lang.
Yeah.
if Tom's in the Super Bowl when he's in Tampa, I'm sure he'll be rooting hard.
Yeah, I'm still taking Russell Wilson to go, but, you know, we'll follow that up after. You know, right now we're going to go in the week, NFL Week 9, Thursday Night Football right now, Packers, Niners, 7-3. Well, I'm going to call Packers cover 6.5 spread. I'll just put it out right out there right now.
I'm with you. Yeah. But when you said week 9, you sounded like Uncle Trump a little bit.
Uncle Trump.
you sounded just like him, I swear.
Is he still our president at this point? I don't even know.
I don't know. We'll touch on that maybe later in the show. Not really. That's I don't really want to. So, obviously, the New England Patriots have kind of really blown it. Even Bill Belichick came out and said, we don't have any money. So, 2-5, you know, no receivers to throw to. Edelman just had surgery, so he might even be out the whole season if they really drag. I think the kicker of the season, obviously, was the tough loss of the Broncos that really spurred this.
Way well went Blues downhill. Yeah,
jerking around. But what do you think really went has gone bad with this team other than everything?
I think COVID was. They a big have been like fucking not, bad thing.
Not trying to be a huge excuse guy, but like on top of all the like the opt outs and all that, they have been hit by like COVID and the injury bug like extremely bad. Like even the players they have that should have been better players, like Hightower and stuff like that, Chung, like those players have gone down.
Is so Cam now they're Newton, just fucking. Is Cam Newton to blame though? Like, is it like
he's not too much? Like, he's not been good. He has not been good. But he isn't like, dude. Like he's throwing a fucking like Magic is like a 7-string receiver right now.
I'll put my money on him any day.
Yeah, you know what I mean, like, dude, and like maybe even fifth. That's, like that's he's a, fucking
that's
out
fair.
There.
That's a fair statement.
My big like, point with ugly. Him, you see, everyone likes drawing comparisons from years. I don't like doing it, but I'm gonna bring it up. Every big moment of every game I've ever seen Cam Newton, he has just failed. I mean, obviously the not going for the fumble in the Super Bowl, but then you want to bring up the Seahawks game. The Seahawks game was a great game, but he didn't get in that last play. Then you see this Buffalo game this week. He should have got down. Guy comes from behind him, fumble. Instead of getting 3 points in an overtime or even touchdown to win, they come up with nothing and they fall 2-5. That was a big game because if somehow they can pull it out against Buffalo, they have the Jets this week. And
that would have changed everything.
If they get the division game, the Jets win 4-4. You're starting to talk about playoffs a little bit, 2-5, and you really fall out. Uphill climb right now. If they don't beat the Jets, I'm just going to say tank for Lawrence because that's really what it should be. But if they do win, they're going to have another tough game against Baltimore. And then you see a couple of these teams down the road.
Schedule's tough. They got Houston's like 1-6, but Houston's still like really good.
Houston's like the best 1-6 team in like the history of football.
Yeah, like easily.
They were saying that about Atlanta last week when it was the Panthers, like best 1-5 team around. I'm like, yeah, but they still suck.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Excuses are like assholes. Everyone's got one. The Patriots are dead. Coach Subway finally came to the press and brought up the fact like, oh yeah, you guys easily forgot I won 3 Super Bowls. We sold out, completely dismissing and killing the morale in the locker room. We go back a few episodes.
Sounds like Jerry Jones.
The DiNucci era is over in Dallas, but Dallas is irrelevant. Dallas is irrelevant. We'll talk about a relevant franchise, and that is the relevant because Patriots have been a dynasty the last 20 years. But the dynasty is dead. We go back a few episodes ago. You guys are all. We get NFL predictions 12-4, Magic Mike 13-3, 10-6. AFC East.
I said 10-6. Okay, I will die by the flag, by the knife, by the sword of 10-6. I didn't realize they're gonna lose to the Denver Broncos.
You gotta go back to my prediction and flip that to 6-10.
You guys lost to the Reds, Washington football team by a billion. I really don't even want to. We shouldn't even be in the same room right now.
Just leave the Cowboys out of this. We're talking about the Patriots.
Okay.
I agree. We need this tough love right now. We deserve it. I mean, we haven't gotten this in a while.
Thank you. I mean, like you got Coach Subway over there talking about
Why are you calling him Coach Subway?
Well, this man is doing Subway commercial after Subway commercial. He's clearly given up. He does not give a fuck about season, about this team, especially with his comments of, oh, yeah, we sold out. It is what it is. The Bills will win the division, and that's that.
You know what? I'm gonna go come out of left field. I think the Buffalo Bills are a very average team. I think they showed it last week. And I think the Miami Dolphins are going to come out of the woodwork. They've been beating the snot out of people, man. I mean, Rams -3 last week, man. I'll bring up my bonehead of the week later on. But I'll bring it up right now. Jared Goff, you had a -3 point spread against Tua, his pro debut. And you don't just lose. You get like the throne. You get throttled. And I'm impressed with this Miami team. They play great defense. I think, they score like 30. They might have scored 37 points. I think half the points were off either punt returns or like pick sixes.
Tua threw for 80 yards. It wasn't.
Oh, I'm not saying anything at all. I think I'm not on Tua train at all. I'm all Ryan Fitzmagic. But if he's gonna rock short shorts, in between.
What was up with that?
In between, you gotta love it because the guy brings morale whether he's starting or he's on the bench.
I thought it was some diva Fitzpatrick. I mean, we kind of seen the diva out of him in Tampa remember last year with the chain and stuff like that. This guy's wearing short shorts, but I guess it was because a teammate that was traded.
To the Patriots.
To the Patriots, classically wore short shorts a lot. So.
And he might actually be the best receiver on the team now. Like, I have no clue.
He might be, yeah, fuck it.
off like my head, I have no clue what his name is.
I think Cam Newton would actually be the best receiver on the Patriots at this point.
Best tight end by far. that wouldn't even be close.
Oh, for sure. Segue to receivers. I wanted to ask you, gentlemen, this little surprise question here.
Trivia?
It could be quick. DK Metcalf or Megatron?
I mean, Megatron. I mean,
Megatron.
But is there potential? Do you think there's potential there to have that
absolute
argument?
Potential? But we're talking about first year, like,
yeah, you need some years.
This is
there.
His breakout
that's there.
Year.
That's there. Yeah. Like, he looks like a monster. It looks he's a monster. But like, Megatron is
the,
like,
the only thing is Calvin Johnson always played on shit teams. DK Metcalf actually on a team that can win the Super Bowl.
But he had Matt Stafford. I mean,
a gunslinger.
Like, even
like,
though
he's a gunslinger, but so is Ryan Fitzmagic.
After this week, though, his performance against the Colts. I am sick and tired of people saying the most underrated quarterback in the league is Matthew Stafford. Fuck out of here at that.
Hey, he just got COVID. Take it easy.
He's a step at it, yeah, because his stupid wife probably gave him COVID.
Yikes.
Jesus.
All right, so best storylines in the NFL.
Hot take.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tom Brady. Obviously, with a little shaky one on Monday Night Football against the Giants, but pulls it out. I've seen it all the time, but it's good to see, like, the Monday Night Football crew, like, everyone's just really hyping this guy up. Oh, 43, age is just a number, 18-4, you know, Gronk's even coming on. This is a team to really root for. You get Antonio Brown. I know you're talking about in the Lang interview with how you took off the Antonio Brown, shut a rough and rowdy. You know, I'm coming around to this team. I like the Patriots, definitely my, like, number one team, but I was kind of contemplating whether to make – Buccaneers, my 1B team.
Bucks are hot.
And
right
I'm here, man.
The Bucks
I'm here
are
for
fucking
it.
Colin Coward just tweeted out, like, sorry, Boston, like, Tom and all this. And it's a picture of Tom Brady in a Yankees hat. And I am ready to run through a fucking wall right now.
That makes
Let's
me sad.
Go.
That makes me sad.
Is it a Photoshop picture?
No, it's real. It's real.
Why
go
the
on Twitter.
Fuck would
He's
you do
like,
that? That's
it's
like a wet dream for you.
It says, like, it's like fucking incredible. I might make it my profile picture, like, right here, right
you
now.
Should.
Oh, I think I'm going to.
I think
like,
Kurt
right this
Tom,
second.
Stupid move. You're going to be cursed.
2020, man.
You're going to be cursed.
Wait, is it a
Adam.
Current one or is it one from like 20
Let's
years
go.
Ago?
Let's
that's
go.
That's old.
Is that
fucking
current?
Old.
That's old.
That's not that old.
That's old.
If you're saying that's old,
that's older than Arthur Blank. That's old. Speaking of which.
Tom looks like he's like.
You guys
That's
realize
like
Tom. You guys realize Tom right now at 43 is still beautiful.
I know
right?
what he
like,
looks
you guys
like.
Understand oh, yeah. that.
That's
more like, beautiful at 43 than 23.
That's
he didn't
old.
Age,
Tom.
Like,
that's old.
That's not
that's
that. Doesn't matter how old it
that's
is. It's the principle of the fucking.
It's even worse than
no,
he was.
No, no, no. If it was like right now, it'd be like fuck. He's completely turned.
Why would it be right now?
It's even worse that he wore that when he was in Boston.
Yeah, exactly. He's wearing that in Boston.
That's a really disgusting.
Oh, I mean, when you can pay for Botox with all that UGG money, you know, it's. Not that impressive.
What do you,
gonna be my picture.
What do you guys think about Antonio going to Tampa? Pretty sweet, huh?
Oh, I love
Fire
it.
The cannons.
What I was playing Madden the other day. They only rank him at like an 86. I'm like, he's going to score like 3 touchdowns the first week. Yeah. He's going to be at 95. Yeah. Like he's still like the top 3 receiver in the NFL. The guy's an absolute beauty out of the slot. He's going to be big in the red zone for Brady. I mean, Brady already has a red zone target, Mike Evans, but here comes number. I guess he's dressing as 81, which I kind of love.
Yeah,
like
fuck
the real
Throw it out there,
the
yeah.
real
the
TO
strip
experience.
Clubs are going to love him down there.
Oh, yeah.
That yeah, it's a big diva number, 81. Yep. you know, the thing is, with Antonio Brown, I think that overall rating you mentioned, it's warranted. The guy hasn't played in over a year. I'm sure that CTE hasn't recovered. This guy is a mental case.
He's living with Tom Brady. He's like, he's eating. He's like.
Didn't he do that with the Patriots? How did that go out?
I think it's a different
vibe.
It is
weird that Tom offers him to like stay at his house. I don't really get why
he's trying
he
to get
that.
Him on the right path. He doesn't want this guy to just
Could
freak
it be
out.
That Tom Brady's
Imagine
a cuck?
Better mentor. Than Tom Brady.
Could Tom Brady
Tom,
be
you
a cuck?
Hit the strip club tonight? Yeah, maybe he might.
Is Tom letting Antonio Brown fuck Giselle? Jesus. Could that be a scenario that is possibly happening in the Brady house? We will get on it.
You think Antonio that's, Brown kisses Brady's kids on the mouth?
No,
that's
no.
The, Tom does enough of that.
I don't even.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know what's worse, the cuck talk or the whatever that kind of talk
I don't know if I
want
to go there.
Speaking about what's worse, I'm going to ask you gentlemen this. What do you think is worse, being a Chargers fan or an Atlanta Falcons fan?
Atlanta by
Falcons,
miles.
Falcons.
Yeah. Atlanta by miles.
They both, though, lose games.
But at least like the Chargers haven't been losing.
28-3, I would have taken like 2 years off of football. That would have ended me.
Did you see what happened with the Chargers and Broncos?
Yeah,
in like week fucking 8, I don't give a fuck about that. 23 in the Super Bowl,
The Super Bowl does
that's make a whole different
insanity.
Animal.
Insanity.
Yeah, yeah, and then of course,
don't get me wrong, Chargers, losers. Like,
that Dallas game too early with Atlanta. Like this season has been like it's so insane. I feel so bad for those Rams. I think I have it bad, and trust me, I fucking do it as a Cowboys fan. But it's
yeah, you guys suck.
Hey, welcome to my misery because you guys suck too.
Can you guys fill me in on the Cowboys? I don't know a goddamn thing going on with them.
That's so not good.
Of injuries and the team is falling apart and
no quarterback. They literally have none. Like you could probably throw in Kern Jorgensen on the Cowboys tomorrow and it would be fine. It would be fine.
Historically bad defense. Man.
Shout out Kern. Best bartender in Quincy.
Easy.
I'd rather Terrence ruin you, but yeah.
What did we think of Javon Wims in that altercation?
One of the funniest things I've ever seen.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen. So like,
fucking hysterical.
The play before, the guy Miller on the Bears or whatever, he has like a pushing altercation. And then like kind of the same thing's going on. And I can see exactly what the guy's thinking. He's like, I'm a step up for my teammate. And he just like blasts the guy and they're like, oh yeah, this is WWE or something. Like, no, this guy's out of the game. Like, I don't think they suspended him for the game after, but they should have just been like, dude, take your jersey off. You're gone.
The reaction of the guy after the first punch is what like makes me crack up each time because he gets hit in the helmet and literally just looks at the guy like, dude, what the fuck are you doing?
It's like, remember,
he gets smacked again.
And then he gets hit again and he's like, all right.
Do you remember that instance? I think it was OKC game, Russell Westbrook. He was just getting like flipped off blatantly by like some Sixers fan, and he's like, "Yo,
who's the same thing?"
Yeah, it was the same. It's just absolute foolishness.
I never understood the punch to the helmet because the guy that you're punching in the head has a helmet on. You're not gonna really win. I did kill it though for our social media with the Ready to Rumble Nintendo 64.
Yes, that was elite.
I thought it did really good.
That's when you can be effective.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, I'm not all bad. But and also the best meme thing I seen about that was Javon Wims found out that the guy in the Saints was an 88. And if you ever seen the movie Gridiron Gang,
yeah. 88's for life.
88's for life. Willie Weathers.
That's my mother.
Probably one of the most underrated football movies of all time, I think.
Yeah, I forgot about that one, honestly.
Really good. I actually seen that in the old Quincy Center movie theater when it was for
$5.
Shout out to that place, too.
Don's Joke Shop, too.
Bring it back one day.
Oh, yeah.
For real, that movie theater was like, that was a pleasant surprise whenever you ended up in there randomly.
They would play movies, too, that were like 4 years out, already released. But,
I think that showed The Lion King for like 2 years straight.
Man, I never had sex.
I watched Shrek there like 7 years after. Insane. Yeah, that would be a crazy one if we were aged now. It's like, oh, I want to go to the Wall-E movie theater. There's just like five couples in the back just getting it on.
Yeah, we were enjoying the movie.
We're dark
back
here,
then.
Huh, boys?
Super Bowl picks.
I'm going to go Seahawks. You know what? I think the Chiefs are going to do it again. I think it's going to be Chiefs Seahawks, and I'm taking Russell Wilson. And they're going to hand off the ball to Chris Carson this time, and they're going to win.
I think it will be Bucks-Chiefs.
Ooh.
But what I want is I want the Buffalo Bills to just catch fire, shock the world. Tom's not in the AFC East anymore. We can win the division. We can go to the playoffs. We can win something. Then they finally get to the Super Bowl, and who's on the other side of the field other than Tom fucking Brady? And then the Bucks win by a trillion. And just put Buffalo in their place.
I like it. I like that.
I want their tears. They beat us for the first time.
Because they were talking about like that, like Bill.
That might kill them.
Yeah. No, they might not bounce back from it. And that's what I want.
They were talking about the game last week because it was in Buffalo. How like Bill has like more wins than like any coach in like Buffalo history the last 20 years, like in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And it's like all those stats apply to Tom Brady as well.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they think Tom's not here anymore. We can do whatever. Like, Tom's still out there.
Magic, who do you got outside of looking in? I always respect your opinion.
I wish he didn't pick the Bucks because I thought I'd be the weirdo who would pick the Bucks.
No, no.
I'll pick the Bucks because fuck it. But now I got to pick a better matchup than the Bills, which I'm trying to give me 2 seconds.
Patriots.
Let's go to the Titans. How are the Titans doing this year?
They're good. They're like five. They just lost a bad game to Cincy. But my catch 22.
Pittsburgh Bucks.
Pittsburgh's a good one. Pittsburgh's undefeated. Pittsburgh's looking really good.
Another good matchup. Give me Big Ben, Tom Brady. We all love that matchup.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter. Tom's got to make it so that he kills an AFC, an old former fucking rival.
And he will.
One more time in the game.
Love
they
it.
Finally
Love
make it.
It
to the big game, and he's still waiting.
Yeah, he's there.
It's got to be them. So, yeah.
My big thing is, like, the team that hosts the Super Bowl, there's always, like, a curse of how they never make it. But if it was going to be any year, it's going to be this year because it's not going to be a full stadium. So it's not going to be, like, the full effect of, like,
a
complete, like, home game. It's going to be, like, kind of like a, like, yeah, they're at home, but, like, they don't have the full crowd behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, and that sucks because you want to see if that actually happened. You want to see the full effect.
Oh yeah,
just like everything else in this fucking world right now. It's you want to see the full effect of everything, but nothing has come out. Like we have to hurry up to a bar, not tonight, but like everything going on forward. It's everything. I'm not gonna get into anything more than that, but that's the way I kind of perceive.
Don't kill the vibe. Jimmy, your Super Bowl picks?
I'm very happy to hear some of your guys'. But mine is the
Cowboys?
No, I wish. The Steelers and the Seahawks, I think, would be a rematch of 2005 Super Bowl, Bill Cowher winning. Much different game.
Are you on Wikipedia right now?
No, man. I have so much knowledge. I have forgotten more football than you know.
Sean Alexander? That was the big boy game. It was the Jerome, the Bus Bettis, against Sean, the Man Alexander.
Yeah, Big Ben freaking didn't do jack squat. He kind of had the
After that season, he got in the motorcycle crash.
Yeah, yep. Oh yeah, and then you know
he's had
possibly went to the bathroom with someone. And
quite a weird career, Big Ben, that guy.
Yeah, very unique.
I hope he makes it back though.
I think he will, and I think he will against the Seattle Seahawks. I would pick the Seahawks to beat the Steelers in that Super Bowl too.
Last thing in the football. So Pat's 7.5-point favorites this week against the worst team in the NFL, New York Jets. Do they cover?
Yes.
Yeah, they better.
I'm not going to touch that game, but I would say no.
I can't fall
by the half point.
Don't like, buy it. Don't buy any points. Don't be a sucker. All right?
Oh, you're a sucker. If it's a 7.5-point spread, you buy the half. I don't care who's playing.
Yeah, the Jets are. They haven't won yet, right?
Oh no.
Yeah,
but if it's any week, I think it's this week. I'll throw that out there.
Just a really dagger.
I don't think they're gonna win, but if it's any week, it will be this week.
Well, if you guys want a lock, you guys feeling for a lock? You want a fire lock pick from Jimmy from the Q?
Why don't you save it for Sunday?
Well,
I want to hear it.
Yeah, advertisement for Sunday. come join the Steel and Az live Sunday show. Every Sunday, unless we, of course, cancel, which is sometimes happens.
Get too hungover.
My firelock pick, though, for the NFL Sunday slate is the...
We'll be on Sunday.
I think...
I can't say it.
The Kansas City Chiefs, -9.5, versus the Carolina Panthers. I think, Anaz, you started off with kind of rashing the Panthers a bit.
Take the points.
Take the
Teddy B.
Forget about it. We're going Chiefs.
No, Christian McCaffrey's back. They lose that game by a touchdown. Bang. We're fighting. Again.
Are you still a mush currently? Or are you winning lately?
I've been winning lately, yeah. I'm out of the losing streak, but you know, those can always come back. Yeah.
All right. take that lock with a grain of salt, folks.
No, that's a lock. That's an L word. You take that lock. We're good.
Don't say the L word, man. It never ends up well. Moving on. Our guy Anton is in here for obvious reasons. MLB postseason just ended like a week, maybe 2 weeks ago now, but we really haven't been on the airwaves here. So the Dodgers defeated Anton's Rays in 6 games. Corey Seager, World Series MVP. Clayton Kershaw. I'll throw it to you. Who's your steel salute?
Steel salute, baby. Clayton Kershaw. I've preached that he is the best pitcher maybe of all time. It's right there. And the one thing he evaded that has evaded him is playoff success. And most of his playoff failures have been when he's on short rest or comes in as a reliever, which obviously he's not used to. Or the Astros cheating, precisely.
He got banged up by the Braves, but I get your point.
But altogether in this playoffs, he went 4-1 with a 2.93 ERA with a 2.11 batting average against, 37 Ks to 5 walks.
And
that's elite.
And I wonder what his ERA would have been if it wasn't for that game. I bet it'd be under fucking 1.
I mean, dude, he's outside of his rookie season, he's had an ERA over 3 once in 12 years. That's fucking crazy.
Spitting facts here.
Like, that's absolutely absurd.
Kid did his homework. I'll give him that.
Like three, and that one over three is 3.03.
I still wish he lost a big game so we all think of him as a bum.
No, he's the greatest pitcher of all time.
My steel salute, catch 22 here, is Randy.
Motherfucker named Randy.
He was incredible.
He led
the postseason in home runs. Came out of the woodwork. Was in Double A before the season even started. Thank God for coronavirus. Guy gets invited to the club because I think they opened up a 40-man roster. Makes the most out of everything. Before you knew it, he was just hitting home runs every game. I was taking that like more than a solo home run. He was just hitting 2-run homers, winning me money. Boom, boom, boom.
Dude, your story, he just said he went from that to being on postseason graphics with 0-2 Barry Bonds. That's fucking nuts. Like, that's crazy.
And his name is Randy.
Randy, perfect.
Randy Arozarena.
Future Yankee.
And also, for me,
most likely.
Oh, fuck me. I jump off the Weymouth Bridge. Jump off the
Weymouth
Bridge.
Don't do it, because it's going to happen.
But smashing home runs. In Game 3 of the World Series, the over-under was 7.5. Rays are down by a lot. Bottom of the ninth, last out. What does Randy Arozarena do? Hit a home run.
Bang.
Smash the over. Thank you, Randy. And then also in Game 6, Randy Arozarena, first home run. I think it was plus 700 for your boy. So I might also, along with Anton, because I think Anton said he's going to name his firstborn child now Randy.
Randall?
He did say that, yeah.
Randall?
I might follow suit.
I felt like I had like some sort of touch on that guy. Not in a weird way. Like, in a magic way.
In a magic way.
I would say Randy's going to do this, and he would do it. In some way, I was like, you guys were, I said the Tampa Bay Rays are going to win like the game five. What was the wild one that was just like they lost on a throw to home, couple late errors?
Game five.
I said, so, Randy's.
That was great.
Randy's going to have the walk off here.
He tripped.
He did something. He scored the walk off run. He did. And then another one. I was like, Randy's going to hit a home run on this pitch.
It was game four.
That didn't matter. Yeah.
Either way.
It didn't matter.
I mean, it did matter.
I was in his head. Won. I'm telling you. I had him possessed.
My big thing, like, what if he just, like, sucks next year? What if, like, he just had a great postseason?
He could.
Always possible.
Baseball's
tough, man.
If you go to your grave with a great postseason like that, you come up a couple games short of the World Series as a member of the Tampa Bay Rays, that's pretty fun. Which I'm going to get to, though, is Game 6. Blake Snell. Unbelievable appearance. You know, I think 5 2/3. He let up two hits.
And I hate
75
that guy.
Pitches. And Kevin Cash pulls him, which I get to my bonehead, I guess not of the week because it's a new week, but possibly bonehead of the year. Kevin Cash pulls out, you know, I think the most dominant pitcher like of the Rays in the last year or two. I mean, Cy Young winner. I know Tyler Glasnow has really come on as one of their better pitchers, but you take out a guy in that situation, and he's done that all postseason of like, oh, he's not doing that well 5.5. Third time around, I think Mookie Betts was going to get him. Well, then let him find out. Let him see what happens.
Yeah. And I think he had striked out the top of the order.
Yeah.
None
of them were close.
Yeah.
None of them were close.
Live and die in that moment. Die with their guy.
Horrible postseason for the Nerds. Like, baseball's trying to go analytical, like, the only worst move in the playoffs might have been fucking Aaron Boone putting in Jay Happ after an inning.
Enough with the Yankees talk. Who wants to hear about the Yankees?
I'm just saying it's something for the Nerds. I'm saying it's something for the Nerds. I'm not even trying to do that.
Still having nightmares.
Yeah. I am. But that guy's off my team besides the point. But like, Blake Snell was awful. That was like the worst decision. Blake Snell was pissed.
I think they win if they keep him in. And at least goes 7
never know,
games.
You never know what it happens later on. But Blake Snell, like, what happened? Because right when they took him out, they scored. Like, it ended. Like, immediately.
It was like the opposite of Grady Little in 03.
Yeah.
It was like, why are you leaving a Pedro that long?
It sucks, too, because the Rays, like...
And the Rays, like, kind of knew it. Like, once they scored, like, the Rays bench was like, fuck,
they needed to get that championship. They needed that series this year.
Either way,
it might have been an asterisk, whatever, however you say that, year. They needed it now. I don't know if they'll get it again.
Have fun when you win.
Those guys are all going to get shipped all over now.
Oh, that's what happens. Them and the Oakland A's. But the Oakland A's don't actually get there. The Rays actually do.
Yeah.
Which is very impressive.
So they'll be back in like 10 years maybe. 8 years. I don't know.
I think they were in 08 as well. So it's like a 10 to 12 year range. And so they'll bounce back.
And I feel scared. I feel scared to bring this into light. But I think I have to talk about it because I think we are seriously on to something. Mookie Betts was on that Dodgers team that just won the championship.
Great guy.
Probably either the best player in baseball or the second best player in baseball. The Red Sox got rid of him for a bag of chips for absolutely no reason. Could this be the beginning of another Babe Ruth-like curse for the Boston Red Sox?
I don't know what happened in, like, well, I mean, you know what happened. He got sold for a washing machine back in the day, Babe Ruth, in, like, 1970. Actually, definitely, like, it was probably more of, like, a pencil, because, like, who knows how much shit was worth back then. A
couple of hot dogs,
But with the thing with Mookie Betts, and I'm going to sound, like, pro-Jay and, like, realistic, he didn't want to be here. I think they offered him the full money, and he just straight up did not want to be in Boston.
But he's come out and said, though, more recently, that he would have stayed.
He never said that. He said, I thought I was going to be in the Red Sox uniform my whole career. They offered him big-time money, and he turned it down, and they traded him. That's bottom line what happened.
Just the eeriness, too, of, you know, who's the manager of the Dodgers? Dave Roberts?
Oh, yes.
Who stole that base in 2004 to reverse the curse?
Definitely not Jorge Posada, that's for sure.
Dave Roberts was out.
Yeah. Jimmy, you might be onto something, Jimmy.
There is some weird...
People riled
it kind of gives me that feeling
was
of...
Dave Roberts out? Is Brock Holt fat? You know, it's really all the same thing.
I mean, I'll be shocked if it's as bad as the Bambino curse, but I don't... I mean...
81 years...
Hopefully it's longer.
I'll tell you what, Steele, it won't be longer because I'm going to break some news here for you guys right now. Ooh. In Steele and Az. Breaking news. I want all the credit in the world once it's announced, probably either tonight or tomorrow, or probably when they, because the Red Sox are fucking stupid, will announce it when the election winner is announced. But Alex Cora is coming back to the Boston Red Sox. You can write it now.
That sounds so sexy and everything, but I think they're going to take Sam Fult.
They've been talking to him. They flew out to Puerto Rico to go talk to him. You'll fly to Puerto Rico for no reason unless you're Shlomo Bo.
They flew in the brass. I read an article that said the Red Sox flew in the brass. The brass, I think.
But I think you sign them on spot if that happens. I think, you know, no batting gloves, Sam Fult. Coming out of the woodwork.
Sam Fult was awesome.
Absolute beauty, honestly. He's only like 5 years out of the league. I know he's got a real good relationship with Chaim Bloom, even though I'm not the biggest fan of the guy to begin with. Like Chaim Bloom himself, he's just like kind of comes off as, again, Steele, you mentioned it, these nerds in the MLB. They were talking about the other day, there's only one person in the entire GM of baseball operations in like the entire league that actually played the game of baseball. Like, that's insane.
Fucked up, yeah.
That's wild. Insane. And he played like at Tulane for like a year.
Sure.
Yeah, I heard that the other day. I'm like, that. Otherwise, it's like, guys, you want the Ivies.
No, and it might reverse because, like I was saying, dude, this was an awful postseason for nerds.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Harvard, Princeton. Yeah. Like,
the nerds got beat they by were much saying better baseball
a bunch
players.
Of went to Cornell, and the guys I was listening to, they were like saying, yeah, Cornell's like a knockoff Ivy. And like, tell that to Andy Bernard, and he'll smack you right in the face.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to say Sam Fult, though. I'm going to go on the other side. I want Alex Cora like everyone else. I just don't think it's going to happen.
We'll see.
They flew in the brass.
They threw in the brass.
They flew the brass.
Hopefully
Alex
Cora's coming back kicking some ass. But my number one thing, the last thing I'll say about the Red Sox, you need to sign George Springer. Need a new center fielder. Jackie Bradley's gone. You get George Springer, you get a bunch of pitching, and right then and there, we're back.
I'm with that.
George Springer is a deadly human.
Sounds George Springer is very good at baseball.
I'll take it.
Hopefully, DJ LeMahieu, Yankees, please. Yep.
Hopefully, we get to watch some games like in Fenway next year.
Deserves it.
From the baseball diamond to the NBA hardwood, we're going to put on our big hats now when Danny Ainge is the GM. What should the Celtics do?
I tell you what they should not do, and listen to Tyler Devitt of WEEI, who's suggesting we trade Marcus Smart for a bag of fucking chips. You can get fucked, buddy, all right? You don't know what you're talking about. Marcus Smart is the heart, soul, and cum of the Celtics team, all right? And he's not going anywhere, all right? What the Celtics can do, though, Anaz actually, I think, may have mentioned it last podcast. Rajon Rondo would be a great addition. Danilo Gallinari, Rudy Gobert, Miles Turner. These are some trade targets you can do, possibly involving your boy Gordon Hayward, who apparently wants out just because Massachusetts went blue in this recent election.
I was talking about with a friend last night, like, reportedly Gordon Hayward wants out of Boston. Good. Then get the fuck out. You know what I mean? I'm
I'm sick of this guy like getting just beefed up by his wife the entire time. Yeah. You know, probably sounds like he's like a great guy and everything. Like I don't mean to be so hard on the guy, but you come in and you're making $30 million a year. You're being a role player. All these guys like Jaylen Brown, obviously Jason Tatum's really good.
Superstar,
they're just outplaying you at every step of the way. He's not pliable at all. He wants to go. He definitely wants to go to Indiana. That's where he's from. Give me Miles Turner. Give me a pick in the top seven. I won't Obi Toppin on my team. The guy from Dayton, incredible. Oh, yeah. Whoever gets him, that's an absolute steal. I see LaMelo Ball is like at the top of people's draft board.
Yuck.
And I'll say right now,
yuck.
Bust.
Yeah,
bust. LaMelo Ball. Don't put LeVar Ball in Boston. I don't want that at all.
That would be horrible.
Everyone's like, oh, feed me that. Like, that guy's an absolute L7 weenie.
Yeah,
like, get that guy off my TV.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, Gordon Hayward, though, like, see ya.
Yeah, so if Gordon Hayward picked it up and came back, like, whatever. If he doesn't and leaves, I could not fucking care.
Well, no, he can't afford to not pick it up. He's an you're going to go make $31 million, go sign another contract? Like, not a chance. Yeah,
he's worth the vet minimum so that he'd be an
absolute. I still think he'd get $27 million for a new contract.
He'll get a lot of money.
He'll get a lot of money, but he won't get $31 million, that's for sure.
Did we get to the fan question?
Oh, fan question.
We had a fan question on Twitter.
Okay.
No, I mentioned that, and I – do you guys think that the reason that Gordon Hayward wants to leave Boston is because Massachusetts voted blue in the most recent election?
No, I think because his wife said, "Oh, we need to get the hell out of here."
His wife sucks.
Oh. Yeah, boo. Let that man play his video game.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not. All my anger is not towards Gordon Hayward. It's everything around him. Seems like a really nice guy.
He's getting divorced in the next.
But he's playing. He's playing for his college coach. He's playing for a team that's in contention to win the NBA title. He's getting paid $31 million a year. What the hell do you have to complain about? He's not even the star of the team. Who gives a shit?
Just
go do you. Be a role player. Come off the bench. You see Marcus Smart, perfect guy. You brought it up in the beginning of our Celtics conversation.
It's the problems at home. I guarantee it. The guy is divorced in the next 2 years. Boo-hoo. Wow. Sad story, I know, but that's how it's going to happen. It's something at home, I'm telling you.
This might be – he might, like – and then after the divorce, he transitions careers and he gets into Counter-Strike, and then Anton starts winning money off Gordon Hayward in a different way. Oh my god!
I wouldn't expect that.
Just think of the possibilities.
Jesus,
let's calm you down, Aiden, and go to a topic that I know you're going to enjoy: Boston college football.
I'm going to the bathroom real quick. Come back.
BC.
Well, if they came close to beating the best.
Number one
college football team in the nation currently. Your boy took BC plus 29.5 before it was announced that Trevor Lawrence, probably the best college football player in the nation, was diagnosed with COVID-19. That went down to 24.5. But those points didn't matter because we had a ball game, fellas.
Wait, you took that before Trevor Lawrence was?
You damn right I did. I was faster than the bookie. Before the line change. And can you guys – so this is what I was alluding to earlier when I said I was going to flex on you guys. Steele, can you tell me the backup quarterback's name for Clemson?
He's a 6'5" monster, but I forget his name.
But what's his name?
I don't know.
Okay, so his name is DJ Uiagalelei. Say that with me now. DJ.
DJ.
DJ Uiagalelei.
Uiagalelei.
Is that proper pronunciation?
Yes, it is. Mr. Naz, can you tell me the Clemson backup quarterback's name?
You just said it.
DJ Uiagalelei.
He's 250 pounds. He's 6'5", and he's a freshman.
He is a brick house, but I just wanted to flex the fact that I learned how to say his name because I'm a Big J journalist. I take this seriously.
He just he smoked it. Second half, smoked. He smoked me, too. But I am not a BC fan. I just it was an active better at work that day.
You should be, flex the fact that you got the bet right.
Plus 29.5 was easy, especially when they're up by two touchdowns for most of the game. They fucking blew it though. It's tough to see. But I gotta tell you right now. I brought up DJ Uiagalelei and Trevor Lawrence, but the real story at quarterback here is QB Phil Jerkokovic. Djokovic.
Yeah,
he is a big
transfer from Notre Dame. Really, really good player.
Stud. I can see some future Ben Roethlisberger in this kid. He has a knee brace, which, you know, that's not good to have that already when you're a young man. But he looks like a legitimate pro.
Coach Helfy, the new guy who came over from Ohio State. Shout out to Kevin J. Stone, big fan. But Coach Helfy's got a man. I think they're gonna turn things around there. Even though I don't like BC games, I go to BC games and bet on the other team, and the other team usually wins. I went to the Syracuse game like 2 years ago. Syracuse was like +300. I was with one of my buddies, his like cousin's boyfriend or whatever was a Syracuse alum. I'm like, let's go all in on the Orangemen. And what do you know? We won by 30.
Yeah.
Boom.
I've seen them beat I've seen them beat the U. Pummel Florida State and get absolutely massacred by Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, we left at halftime. They were down by 40.
Like, that's my three times at BC football. I got to storm the field at Florida State, though. It was awesome.
Great food. Hot dogs, popcorn, fucking
bloody chicken finger meal.
You love the popcorn, huh?
I go to sporting events to make out with chicks and eat food.
I love the way you say popcorn, too. It's popcorn. Like P-U-P.
Shouldn't have had that popcorn.
I get excited for popcorn. Like, I'm excited about it.
All right.
speaking of getting excited, I just so happened to be watching the Missouri-Florida game the other day.
Let's go.
And I'm there minding my own business, and the ending of the first half is getting weird because, like, the referees kept calling penalties, and they kept replaying the play with 0 seconds on the clock. Finally, at the end of the last play of the half, quarterback Kyle Trask gets drilled, late hit, whatever. And, of course, it's the end of the half. What proceeds to happen is an all-out brawl melee between coaches, players. Again, we're in the middle of a pandemic. There's guys fighting, throwing fists right in the middle of the field. There's police on the field. I'm having the time of my life watching this. This is great. I kind of feel like the game was going to end right then and there, like Malice in the Palace style.
Best sport in the world.
every member of the football teams for both sides had an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, 15 yards. If they had another one after they came back to the half, they were going to be gone. It's an absolute must watch to see these guys go off. But what was amazing to me is head coach Dan Mullen, in the middle of this, like after all the chaos is undone, comes back out real quick. They actually have fans there, raises his arms up, gets the crowd going, completely supports the anarchy that just ensued, and was super unprofessional. That cost him $25,000. But I'm sure it was well worth it. Florida got the win. Did you guys see this?
It was amazing. It was amazing. Gotta love it.
I'm going to watch that as soon as we're done recording.
Best sport in the world. Nothing. Couldn't have it anywhere else. God bless it. Florida, Missouri, wouldn't even expect it. Like, if you told me the Florida Gators got in a brawl, I'd name off, like, 9 teams.
Yeah.
Maybe even, like, 20 that I would think it would be before Missouri.
Question here. You think Aaron Hernandez, ghost, was, like, roaming around the field that day?
Always a possibility.
Definitely a possibility. They could have used Tim Tebow, though, to settle the
Tim Tebow would have got knocked the fuck out by someone from Missouri.
Like Magic Mike says, I love chaos.
I do.
Tim Tebow would have stood there, tried to get everyone to pray, and got knocked the fuck out. And that would have been awesome.
I was a big supporter of Florida going into the season. It looks like they're probably not going to make the college football playoffs. Do we have any predictions for the BCS National Championship this season?
Bama, LSU. No, Bama. Not LSU. Bama.
Clemson.
Ohio State. Sorry. Bama, I didn't mean Ohio to say State. LSU. It just flew off the tongue because of Joe Burrow. LSU lost by like 40 the other day.
They're terrible this year.
They got pummeled. I don't know, because Ohio State will probably be in it. The thing is that, like those might be the two best teams, what he just said. There is just no one in Clemson's path that's going to fucking beat Clemson.
And it happens every year.
Yeah, so, like, that's just, like, well, they'll probably be there.
Notre Dame has no chance upcoming.
Notre Dame doesn't stand a prayer on Saturday.
Even with DJ Galele?
No, the defense is too good.
Like Notre Dame does what the U sometimes does. They'll get big, they're big, and then they actually play the good team and get buzzsawed. I think Clemson's going to absolutely massacre
Notre Dame. Coming off a pretty scary game against BC. I don't think
BC. You lose the best player in college football, you're going to struggle a little bit.
Well, fair, but I'm
going to bounce back. It's Clemson.
Compared Notre Dame to Boston College, I think Notre Dame is a bit...
Oh, they definitely are.
Is better than Boston College.
But you don't,
Notre
but
Dame
you don't
never
think,
shows
you don't think,
up in the big games.
You don't, think Clemson, you don't think the Clemson team doesn't know that Notre Dame's a lot better than Boston College?
Of course.
I think Jimmy's trying to tell us he's going to take...
yeah, I think he wants Notre Dame.
I might take some points. I might take some points again. I don't
points
know.
By
I
think the sound
you massacred Notre Dame, and I barely get to say
are
that.
You like a like a gym class hero BC fan, though? Like, that sucks.
Well, I'm a, I have a soft spot for BC. I have some friends that went there. And, of course... Gutterballs, the historic legend that he is, his first run was in
he
Boston
failed out
College.
Of BC, went to Florida.
I did lose the national championship. But
long live Gutterballs.
But still, did you have a national championship prediction at the end of the day?
I think
it's the Bama Revenge Tour. We're just living in it.
No, I'm never like I'll it will always happen, but I'll never pick Bama in anything because fuck them. I think Ohio State, it might be Ohio State, Clemson. I think Georgia, well, it might be Florida this week, because Florida has a bunch of suspensions from that fight, and they played Georgia this week, which is like a huge game in the
SEC. And they're ranked like 10th or 9th, I think.
I think Georgia's like 5th or 4th or something like that. So a win there, I don't know.
I'd tell you right
Ohio
now.
Ohio State, Georgia.
My man over there is correct with Bama Roll Tide. They're going to win the national championship again because it's crazy because
cowardly pick.
I thought for I know, but I have a non-cowardly
pick
that,
in the next 10 years too.
I have a non-coward pick for who they're going to beat in the national championship. But the things with Bama, their defense has looked a lot improved. I think the first couple games they had some really bad defensive efforts against Mississippi and another team, and I was like, wow, a Alabama team with a terrible defense. This is nuts, but they've improved. I think the last two games they've let up 17 points. They're going to win the national championship. But against a surprise team, you ready for this, boys? Maybe put some money on
Boston
this.
Boston College.
You wish, Anaz. Cincinnati Bearcats. They're going to be in the national championship against the Alabama Crimson Tide, the sixth ranked in the country Cincinnati Bearcats, because maybe because you guys don't have the finger on the pulse like I do.
Definitely don't.
what pulse is that?
You know a team that's in the top 10 from like an outside Power 5 conference that I like a little more than Cincinnati? BYU.
Huh.
Zach Wilson, their quarterback.
He's a stud.
That guy's an absolute monster. Might be a Heisman. He's like plus 2,000 for the Heisman right now. Think about it, Betis. It could be there. He's an absolute animal.
I don't think they're...
BYU doesn't play. They played Boise State this week, which is like their biggest game. I don't know the rest of their schedule, so they might not have enough wins to get him the Heisman. But it's out there. I mean, that kid, he's got like 19 touchdowns to 2 picks.
He's going to be playing on Sunday.
Yeah, he's like third in the country in passing yards. He's a beast.
For sure.
Listen, Betters. That's
but Cincinnati's real, too.
As Anton would say, that sounds like some fucking good value.
Value.
I think so.
Value's there, plus 2,000.
I tell you where the value it was not, and that's your boy Khabib.
Have we been on since he retired?
I think he's got one more in him.
Absolute fact. You do not leave 29-0.
He was so emotional. I completely understand if he never fights again. But I just think it's going to be like an overtime thing where he's going to – I don't know who it's going to be. Could be GSP.
Conor McGregor.
I don't think it's going to be McGregor.
It's going to be McGregor.
Nah, he wants – he's past that.
It's going to be his last fight.
Yeah, fucking kill him. Kill him in the ring.
For 30-0. You know what bothers him a little bit that Conor won that round against him? He's such a perfectionist.
Absolutely. I don't think it bothers him at all. I don't think two seconds it bothers him at all.
Where's the money, too? You got to think that side of things, too. Where's the fucking money?
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with any fighter of him wanting to get back in. I just think it's about the record. I think him going 30-0 would be really special. But at this point, I don't think he's going to fight for at least over a calendar year. And I think it should be GSP, but GSP is getting older.
Yeah, man.
I think it's going to be whoever's hot. I think it's going to be whoever is the guy. Because he's McGregor's going to fight Dustin Poirier, and then who knows who comes out of that, who ends up fighting Justin Gaethje. And then you have Tony Ferguson in the mix. There's a lot of guys coming up. And you know what? Like, Khabib obviously came out of the woodwork. Like, there could be someone just coming up through the ranks, you know, waiting to get knocked out.
Is he the greatest of all time?
Greatest as in, like, 29 fights, yes. Greatest run of all time goes to John Jones, and it's not even close. The guy's defended his title 15 straight times, and like, just completely
I don't think I've ever seen John Jones fight, which sucks, but Khabib, like, watching it, I'm happy he's retiring because he just destroys his opponent.
That's the thing.
No one's got a chance against
that's the
that
thing
guy.
With Khabib's career. If he, like, kept fighting, eventually he would hit that. I'm not saying complete downward slope, but it wouldn't be as high as it is right now.
Yeah.
And John Jones, he's going to eventually hit it because he's going to keep fighting until he can't anymore. And it's become, like, just absolute domination. So you see his last couple fights where some of them, he's an absolute dog. Like, sometimes he doesn't even train. He just whoops people. Yeah. But, like, Thiago Santos, there's been a lot of fights where it's just been, like, very close.
He comes off like a Coke bender and wins.
Yeah.
like, it's crazy.
He's very similar and not, like, obviously it's a different sport, but Tyson Fury, he's got a lot of qualities that he has of just not giving, like, at points in his career, just not giving a shit.
I think another person we need to mention, too, who just probably, I think, recently retired is Anderson the Spider Silva.
Oh, yeah.
Just had his last fight.
His last fight. I think he's also in the GOAT conversation. I know he's had some losses, but just what he's done for the sport, and, he's...
His real career is definitely there. Like, he's got, like, I don't know, like, one of his, like, last five or whatever, but he was, like, 45 in his fight, like, last weekend, so, like, whatever.
Yeah.
You should be in a fucking octagon at 45, watched
that,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, you watched that documentary with,
Especially if you're not a heavyweight.
Yeah.
Chuck Liddell. And, like, that guy got knocked out, like, his last seven fights.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what Anderson Silva kind of did, too. They just, you know, die by the sword, live by the sword.
BJ Penn, dude. BJ Penn was, like, a living legend and then lost, like, 10 of, like, 12 fights or something. Because he just, that's like, kept going after it.
You got to kind of respect
it was like,
Khabib.
Dude, like, stop.
The funniest part is, like, he's just like, this is my last fight. And it's Uriah Hall. And Uriah Hall is, like, a good fighter. But,
a solid fighter.
But not, he's not a champion. You know what I mean? Like, he's not a champion. So it's like, this is my last fight. So I think he kind of knew he was going to get knocked out. So he's like, okay, I'm done getting knocked out. This is it.
Yeah. Fuck this, yeah.
You got to respect Khabib just going out.
Oh,
like
my
that,
God.
You know?
Oh, of course.
I like you said.
That was an emotional. By the way, hell of a UFC. Saturday, 2 in the afternoon. Fucking great day. They need to do shit. They need to do that stuff more often. That was a blast.
Every once in a while is fine by me.
I mean, it was a tough day. Sunday, but it was a hell of a Saturday.
I've seen
shout out Khabib.
But that kind of emotion to come out right after the fight.
Oh, yeah.
That was something you could really. And if you didn't like that guy,
I
wasn't the biggest fan of Khabib because of, like, the whole McGregor stuff, but not even, like, I obviously respect him way more even going into the fight with Gaethje, but after the fight, like, I think it was a span of, like, 25 seconds where he, like, switched from one submission move to the next one, and then just like that, Gaethje was gone.
Yeah.
And, like, that's just so special, him just dropping down, saying, I can never fight, I mean, with his father and everything like that, I can never fight again. Just so much respect to the guy, and, you know, the guy's a living legend.
Absolutely. So,
like you said, we're debating with him being a GOAT with just one other guy. If it's only one other guy, it's
you're there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very special stuff. I think we're going to wrap up here, right, boys? Thanks for Lights Out Lang for coming on the third time. Another great one. Folks, just really appreciate you guys tuning in again. We had episode 13, 14 in the second season here. Thanks for coming on the pod. Not really new anymore, but we got Steel and Naz t-shirts going on.
Very, very nice ones with our faces on.
Yeah. New app coming out too. Shout out to Anton that's going to get on it. Get ready from the Steel and Naz gang. Naz Music Radio's Pioneer Podcast. Be safe out there, guys. COVID spiking up again. Bars closing down. Forget about that one, love.
Support your local businesses.
Yep.
Bang.